This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you all to the stories of the prophets. This is episode number 4 and we're still with the story of Adam عليه السلام. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. I'm just going to give a minute or two for more people to join before I, on Instagram, shut down disable the commenting. But let me pin the title for today. Title would be this. So here's the title. Pinned. Today's title is First Wedding on Earth. So before I close down the or disable the commenting, I'll just give a minute again for more people to join. Inshallah ta'ala, we're still with the stories of the prophets, and we're still with the story of Adam alayhi salam. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan Hanifa from Facebook, and Humaira Talker from Facebook, Tasneem, Yashmeen, mashallah, you're always there. How are you, sister Yashmeen and Tasneem? All right, this guy out. Ahlan wa marhaban. I'll just give a minute for more people to join, inshallah. Ahlan si Yasin. Ahlan Yasin Price. Sidi Yasin Rice. Ahlan wa sahlan. Tasneem, Amelia, how are you? I hope you guys are doing great. Alright, this guy right there. Okay, so the intruder is back. That guy, I think he's got nothing to do, but may Allah guide whoever you are. You know yourself, but it does not bother me. May Allah Azza wa Jal give you guys guidance, especially you. May Allah guide you. Anyways, I'll start in a second, inshallah ta'ala. Just give more time for people to join. Allahumma lak alhamd. Yeah, that guy. I don't know what his problem, but I'm here teaching about the prophets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all. Jazakum Allah khair. All right, so... just I'll give another minute, inshallah, before I start, inshallah. Just give more say from more people to join, and we're still with the stories of the prophets. We're still with the stories of the prophets, and we're still with the story of Adam alayhi salam. I call today's lesson the first wedding on earth, the very first wedding of all time, the very first wedding, in the history of mankind. So enjoy the show. I will see you guys later, inshallah ta'ala. All right. I want to do something funny here. Let me ask this guy here, let me, come live with me, my man. Let's see what you have to say. Come live. I'm trying to bring the intruder live. I'm trying to bring that intruder live. Come in live with me, my man. I want to see you. Of course he declined. Of course he declined. All right, so here we go. Yeah. Because he knows who he is, right? 16, I'll just give another few seconds. Yeah, I wanted to bring him live to see what he's got to say. But he knows who he is, right? He knows what he's here for. I made dua for him. Yeah, you're taking notes, right? Yeah. Let me go live with you again one more time, right? Come live. Come live with me. Let's take notes together, me and you. I tell you right now, I'll give it to you. Come live. You're taking notes. He declined again. He said he's taking notes. All right. So inshallah ta'ala, keep taking notes. Take, you know, really strong notes. And I hope that all of us are sincere into our learning, inshallah ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sincerity in everything that we do and say at all times. So I'm going to turn off the commenting from now on right there. And so now you can comment. Now it's only me and those who are serious, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair all for joining. Facebook, may Allah bless you all. Instagram, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. So my brothers and sisters, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Yesterday, we left it when Adam alayhi salam, when Allah Azza wa Jalla created him, and then he was in, he was in Jannah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him all those names, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Allah created Hawa from the rib of Adam alayhi salam, he gave him, very strict instructions. Live in Jannah as you wish, and delight in it as you wish, but do not, approach or do not come close a tree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And we said, O Adam, this is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 35. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam, O Adam, live, dwell in Jannah, you and your spouse. وَكُلْهَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. Live and eat freely in it, having all the pleasure that you want, but do not come near a tree. Do not come near this tree. You have so many other trees, but don't come near this tree. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ. So he defined that tree for Adam alayhi salam. هَذِهِ means that tree or this tree. هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Or you will be among the wrongdoers. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. But then came a shaitan who started whispering, to Adam alayhi salam. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. And then Shaitan started whispering to both of them, whispering to Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa alayhi salam. So what did he say in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 20? In Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 20, Shaitan says, وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةَ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَا مَلَكَيْنِ. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَا مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَا مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. He says, your Lord has prevented you from eating from that tree. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَا مَلَكَيْنِ. If you were to eat from it, you will become angels, and you should, become angels, and then you will be immortals. And you will live in it forever. You will never die. You will become immortal. If you were to eat from that tree. And then he says, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. Shaytan is giving nasiha. You know what nasiha in Arabic means? Nasiha in Arabic means advice. This is Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 21. He says, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. I'm only giving you an advice, O Adam. If you were to eat from that tree, you will become immortals and you will become angels. You and your wife, you become angels and immortals. And then Adam fell into the whispers of Shaitan. He fell into the trap of Shaitan. Subhanallah. As I mentioned yesterday, when even your kids, sometimes when you tell them, you can't do anything except that particular thing, don't touch that. You can't touch anything else but that. الشيء إذا كان محروم يكون مرغوب. Things sometimes when, if something is forbidden, that thing which is forbidden becomes liked by people, in general, subhanallah. It is the fitrah of the people.
فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا
وطفقا يخصفان من ال... وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة. And then what happens is after they ate from the tree, after they ate from, so they did eat from the tree. And then what happened? They became exposed. And the private parts became exposed. As the private parts became exposed, Adam and his wife started running in, you know, in Jannah, trying to hide their private parts using leaves from the trees. Taking leaves from the trees and trying to, sort of like hide their private parts, you know, because they got exposed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا. This is Surah Al-A'raf, still verse number 23 now. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And the Lord called upon them and saying, oh Adam, yeah, أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ. Didn't I warn you not to come close that tree? Didn't I warn you? I did warn you not to come to, you know, close to that tree. And then I warned you about Shaitan as well. I told you Shaitan is adu mubin. He is your enemy. So watch him. He's going to whisper. So you fell into the trap of Shaitan. I told you not to approach that tree, but you did. Qala, and then here comes the, in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 23 now. Here comes the dua of Adam alayhi salam when he says, Qala, both of them, Adam and his wife, Hawa. Qala, you see, there's a difference in Arabic between Qala and Qala. You see, look, the beauty of the language of the Arabs. The beauty of the language of Arabic. Arabic is such a very powerful language. So, just one accent changes the meaning of the word. So instead of Qala, Qala means he said, one person, Qala. But here, Qala, Qala. You see, instead of saying Qala, Qala, you know, that extension includes two people here. You know, so Qala, meaning him and his wife. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is the dua. Remember the dua, this dua, sisters and brothers, and memorize it. Memorize it. Say it in your dua. Say it in your sujood. When you wrong yourself sometimes, when things are not moving sometimes your way, when things are being يعني, stuck on your face, on your, like you try to do things, but things are getting stuck for some reason. You know, things are not moving around. You know, so what should you, maybe you did something wrong. Maybe like Yunus alayhi salam, he said the same dua. You know, he said, Dalamtu nafsi, I wronged myself. So Adam alayhi salam, he was the first who said, Rabbana, Rabbana, and his wife, oh our Lord, we indeed have wronged ourselves. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. If you were not to forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be amongst the khasirin, amongst the losers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 24, قَالَ اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا قَالَ اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. Come out from it. This is what your punishment. Come out from it. Come out from where? Come out from Jannah. And then you shall live where? You go back to earth and you shall live in it until the end of time. إِلَى مَتَاعٍ إِلَى مَتَاعٍ إِلَى مَتَاعٍ إِلَى حِينٍ مُسْتَقَرٍ إِلَى حِينٍ. But there's another verse that proves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven Adam alayhi salam. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah. So this is why, you know, studying again, I mentioned this, earlier, you know, in previous sessions, that studying the stories of the prophets is one of the ways to understand. It helps us actually understand the Quran. Yes, sometimes there's a verse, you know, maybe you will have an inquiry or something that is not clear, but then you will find the answer in another verse, in another ayah, or in another chapter from the Quran. So comes Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 37. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And then Adam, he received from his Lord words and he has pardoned him. That his Lord has pardoned him. Adam has received some words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has pardoned him. But after pardoning him, he told him to come out from Jannah. قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. The other ayah in Surah Al-A'raf says, قَالَ اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا. Excuse me. قَالَ اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا. Allah says to Adam and his wife, اهْبِطُوا, come out from it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا, we said, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. قُلْنَا, we said, O Adam, اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا, come out from, you know, but this time جَمِيعًا, you and your wife, shaitan, اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ, even shaitan could not go to Jannah now to whisper. He has nobody to whisper to. He will remain on earth. Get down out, all out, يعني from it. As they came down, a new story happened, sisters and brothers. A different story, a new story. A story of the very first family of all time. I called it Adam's family. Yes, yesterday there was this question about where did they go down, like where on earth? Ibn Abbas said, there's some narrations, Ibn Abbas, but nothing authentic. Nothing authentic. They're just narrations from the Isra'iliyat, what we call Isra'iliyat, the stories of Banu Isra'il, the children of Israel. You know, when the Prophet Muhammad was told about the stories of Banu Isra'il, a hadith of Banu Isra'il, he says, don't believe them and don't disbelieve in them. Yani, don't believe them and don't disbelieve in them. Yani, they're stories. They said that Adam was, you know, when he was sent down to earth, he landed in India. Some said he landed in India. This is according to Ibn Abbas. He landed in India, and Hawa in Jeddah, somewhere in Saudi Arabia, the city of Jeddah. And then they met in Arafah. This is one narration that says they met in the Mount of Arafah. This is why the mount is called Arafah. Arafah in Arabic means ta'aruf. Ta'aruf means is to be acquainted or to know one another. Arafah, right? Arafat. So they said, you know, that Adam, you know, in India and Hawa in Jeddah, but they met together in Arafat. How true is this or how sound it is? Allahu Ta'ala alam. It is not very sound, nothing authentic, nothing from the Prophet Muhammad, but there was narrations. Wallahu Ta'ala alam. And Imam al-Tabari said that Adam and his wife, they had children. How many children did they have? 40 children. Every time they would have, you know, children, they will give birth to twins. They will give birth to twins. 20 times Hawa became pregnant. 20 times. This is hadith now. Now it's what's talking about hadith, which is reported by Tabari. You know, that the Hawa has given birth 20 times to 20 twins. Every time these twins, they come, girls, boys, girls, boys. So twins, girls, boy, you know, or boy or girl, and then boy and girl, and boy and girl, 20 times. You know, so she became pregnant, and then she gave birth to 40 kids. Now, with the story of Adam and Hawa and his children on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this story in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 27. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 27. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. And tell them about the story of the son of Adam, بالحق, the children of Adam. What is the children of Adam, my brothers and sisters? Listen to this. Before I mention or start talking about the story of Adam and his wife and his children on earth, let me take you somewhere. Let me take you on a trip. Just bear with me here. This happened, what, billions of years ago. Today, we have, what, 7 billion people on earth? Altogether, Muslims, non-Muslims, 7 billion people on earth? The very first family on earth. And I'm going to play it to you as a movie, right? So that you can see the movie, like a play, like an act, right? So in this movie, sisters and brothers, we will have a father and a mother, you know, father and a mother, and children. It's a story. The story of, let's call it the story of the bitter past. Or let's call it the story of the very first bloodshed. I give you so many titles, you can pick one. The story of the bitter past. The story of the first bloodshed. The story of the very first wedding on earth. the story of the very first bride. Oh yes, you will see. The very first bride on earth, you know. So it's a story of a family. Let's call it Adam's family. A father, a mother, and their children living on earth. And we're going to talk in the story. We go into derive, you know, some lessons. Within these lessons, we go into derive some heart diseases. Heart diseases, sicknesses, diseases. Six of them altogether, six. I hope you're taking notes with me, huh? That brother who said he's taking notes, I hope he's taking notes. All of you do take notes, inshallah ta'ala. Six main diseases that we're going to, you know, derive from these lessons, inshallah ta'ala. We're going to talk about the first disease. We're going to talk about arrogance. We're going to talk about hasad, envy. We're going to talk about stinginess, al-bukhl. We're going to talk about at-tama', greed. At-tama', greed. We're going to talk about stubbornness, al-inad, stubbornness. And we're going to talk about al-ghadab, anger. Altogether, six diseases. And I'm going to talk to you, inshallah ta'ala, on how to cure oneself if he or she or someone is suffering from these diseases. What are these diseases again? Heart diseases. Arrogance. Al-kibr. In Arabic, it's called al-kibr. Al-hasad. Envy. Jealousy. Jealousy. You will see from the story of Adam, alayhi salam, the story of Adam. Al-bukhl, stinginess, miserness is another disease of the heart. At-tama', greed, number five, four, at-tama', or greed. Number five, al-inad, stubbornness, yes, al-inad. And number six, al-ghadab, anger, six diseases. Suffer from any of these diseases? Do you know about these diseases, by the way? Does any of you suffer from them? Or maybe one of them, or maybe all of them? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid. Hawa, the mom, the very first woman who will become pregnant on earth. Allahu Akbar. The very first woman who will become pregnant on earth. And two kids, two boys, the elders, Cain and Abel, Qabil and Habil. The elder is Qabil, and then the youngest is Abel or Habil. Habil. And I'll tell you about their story, my brothers and sisters. And I will tell you about the very first couple in the history of mankind on earth. The very first couple, the very first bride and groom who will get married on earth. I will talk to you about all this, inshallah ta'ala. But before I do all that, let me check on you quickly. Huh? Let me check on you quickly. Huh? I'm back here. You guys are watching? You guys are there with me, Yashmin? You guys are there? It didn't go nowhere. I'm back. I'm just checking on you. Diane Keen, you're there. Saadia Khan, you're there. Khadija, oh, everybody's fine. You get there? All right. It's a story. It's a movie, you know. Shazia, you're there. Muna Ayyub, Zakallah Khair. All right. Munazza, she's there. Al-Baqara is there. Muna, ya Muna, she's there. Amelia is there. All right. So we're there. All right. So here we go. All right. Brother, inshallah. He's still there, that guy. That guy's still there. I know who he is, by the way. I'm going to find him. All right. So let's go back. I'm turning commenting off one more time. Here we go. All right. So, we will start from the beginning again. You know, we will talk about these diseases. And we'll talk about these six diseases, and inshallah ta'ala are talking about the cure to these diseases as well, of course. So, remember what I said when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Adam. In fact, something I did not mention. Listen up. Something I didn't mention. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, created Adam and Malaika, قامت الرحم. What's الرحم? الرحم is the kinship. This happened after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind. Al-Rahim, meaning kinship, like what is kinship? Your family, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your mother, your sister, your dad, your auntie, your khala, your uncle. We call them in Arabic al-Rahim. So this is, in English it's called kinship. Al-kinship, qamat al-Rahim, stood up and hang onto the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for its right. Al-Qati'a, she's complaining before time, complaining of being severed, So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ar-Rahim, أَمَا تَرْضَيْنَا أَنْ أَصِلَ مَنْ وَصَلَكِ وَأَنْ أَقْطَعَ مَنْ قَطَعَكِ. Would you be pleased if I were to uphold those who've uphold you and to cut and severe those who severed you? And she says, I'm pleased. This is the importance of Ar-Rahim. Your cousins, your sisters, your brothers, your aunties, your uncles. I don't know when was the last time you spoke to them. I don't know when was the last time you visited them, or you made dua for them. This is very, very important in Islam. And then this is the first thing. Remember, again, I'm going to take you back and then bring you again, inshallah ta'ala. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ. We're going to talk about these diseases. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ اسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ قَالَ يَا إِبْلِيسُ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ أَسْتَكْبَرْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْعَالِينَ قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. When Allah Azza wa Jalla created the angels, and before the creation of Adam عليه السلام, He told the angels that I will be creating, Adam, I'll be creating this vicegerent. So when I created him, make sujood to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam. And then he told the angels to make sujood to Adam. All the angels, including Iblis who was with them, they made sujood except Iblis. He did not prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. And then Allah Azza wa Jal told Adam, told Iblis, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ. What made you, not follow my command? What made you not make sujood to him? Whereas I told you, make sujood. Why didn't you? مَا أَمَرَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ. Then this is the first disease. He said, I'm better than him. I'm better than him. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. I'm better than her. I'm better than him. I'm the best in everything. I am this, I am that. I know, I'm the know-it-all. I'm better than him. What do we call this disease, my brothers and sisters? I am better. This is called Al-Kibr. Al-Kibr in Arabic means arrogance. Some people may be arrogant, sometimes they don't even know it. Na'am. They could be arrogant and they don't even know it. Even in our masjids. Let me give you some examples. Even in our masajid, some people could be arrogant and they don't know it. I'll give you an example. For instance, sometimes, you are in the masjid, and you're making wudu, and some, miskeen man, some miskeen sister or the miskeen man comes in, not dressed up nicely and everything, they just come in, miskeen, you know that they're masakeen. They say, salamu alaikum, and they smile at you. A lot of people will just look at them, and alaikum salam, alaikum salam. They want to shake your hand, and then they just, just maybe give them, if you were to shake their hand, you'll give them a very, a very low kind of shake. Subhanallah. And then somebody else comes, you don't know that person, but really nice dressed man or the woman, smelling nice and everything, and he just came out from that beautiful car. You saw them, and then they came and they said, salamu alaikum. How are you going to say salam to them? Same salam? The same salam you said to that guy or to that girl? The same salam? Or a different salam? La, you don't make salam. You need to be hugged. You need to be hugged. Not only salam. Salamun salam. Salamun and hagun. Salamun and hagun. I'm talking to myself. It's all right, you know. So that intruder, hopefully that will, you know, give him a lesson, inshallah ta'ala, of hidayah, a lesson of guidance to him, inshallah. You know, so salamun and hagun, you know, making salam and hugging at the same time. So some people, like I mentioned, they are arrogant and they don't even know that they are arrogant. You know, they don't know it. You know, depending on how we treat one another. You know, subhanAllah. You know, it comes to the masjid, and then this guy, who's the first imam, this is a true story. It happened in the U.S. He came in dressed up like some hoodlum, you know, all torn clothes, early on Jum'ah. Only on Jum'ah. He came, he was the first one on Jum'ah. He came in, he was asking for a dollar, some people to help him. Nobody wanted to help him, so he went, and he sat down in the very first row in the masjid. The very first row. And then people started coming. And then the uncles, you know, these uncles, you know, the cha-cha-chi-chis, you know, these uncles. So the guy came and sat right in the big, you know, on the front line. And then they came and they said, no, 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 said, brother, go to the back. This is for the, you know, this is booked. The first row is booked. What do you mean booked? The first row, come on, go back. And then he was going back. And then he went, you know, he changed his clothes. And then he came and he gave the khutbah. He gave the khutbah. He says, I am the imam. Let me introduce myself. I am the imam of this masjid. I'm the new imam of this masjid. I wanted to test the people of this masjid just to see who am I going to be dealing with. Amazing. He says, I just wanted to see. I'm the new imam of this masjid. I wanted to see who I'm going to be dealing with in my community. Right? So this is, sometimes people are arrogant and they don't even know it. The very first one who showed arrogance is Iblis alayhi astaghfirullah. Iblis la'natullah alayhi. Iblis la'natullah alayhi. And then came another disease. The disease called greed. When Iblis whispered to Adam, قَالَ يَا آدَمْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى. Oh Adam, shall I tell you about the tree of eternity? Shall I lead you to the tree of eternity and a kingdom لَا تَبْلَى that never fades away? Oh Adam is in Jannah already with his wife, enjoying Jannah. Yet look at the greed, the tamah. People will only want, you know, more. SubhanAllah, you know, I was, in a long time ago, I used to watch this program, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yes, I used to learn things from that program, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I like these, you know, trivia questions and stuff like that. So you are, sometimes you see people reaching, you know, 100,000, 150,000, 200, 250,000. I say, Habibi, khalas. But they want the million. Ya Ammi, you have 250,000. Alhamdulillah. Ya'ani say Alhamdulillah. Yeah, run away with it. No, I want more. And then they go back to zero. People, subhanAllah, they all want. So Adam is already in Jannah. He's already in Jannah. And then Shaitan comes, oh Adam, قال يا Adam, هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يفنى. Shall I lead you to this tree? Eternity, the tree of eternity. Yani if you were to eat from that tree, you will live here forever. وملك لا يبلى. And you will have this kingdom that never fades away. What do we call this? Disease? We call this disease at-tama'. What's at-tama'? Greed. We call it greed, right? We call it greed. So I'm taking you act by act. But the sisters. So we will go back to those diseases, inshallah ta'ala. I want to move on with the act, move on with the story, move on with the movie. Adam and his wife in Jannah, together, first, together. Adam felt he wants children. I want children. The wife wants children. And the urge to have children is ghariza, is a natural instinct, right? So that natural instinct moved within Adam and his wife. They wanted to have children. So Hawa became pregnant. Sisters and brothers, the very first woman to become pregnant on earth. Allah. The very first woman to become pregnant on earth. So she became pregnant. as I mentioned, they gave birth to 20 twins. Allahu Akbar. Wow, what a belly. MashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. 20 male and female. Male and female twins. So the first set will be a male and female. The second set of twins, male and female. Third set, you know, male and female and so on and so forth. 20 times altogether, 40 children. But the very first twin, my brothers and sisters, is Qabil and his sister. And the second set of twins, Habil and his sister. So Qabil and his sister and Habil and his sister. These are the very first two sets of kids. And then Hawa started her job as a mother. And Adam started his role as a father. The very first father on earth and the very first mother on earth. Very normal family. Adam's family. And the kids started growing up. Habil, Qabil, the girls that started growing up. So Qabil took into farming, and Habil took into cattling, al-ra'i. The father split jobs, you know, between them. You, Qabil, take care of the farms of farming, and you, Habil, take care of the cattle, cattling, and you become a shepherd. So each has a job. Now the kids, the girl, the boys, you know, they started sort of like, you know, competing with one another. You know, one, unfortunately, one was kind of very lazy and passive and indolent. And one was really active. One was very active. And he wanted to distinguish himself. And he became quite exceptional. The younger one. The younger one was actually stronger than the elder one. And the younger one was more active than the older one. And the younger one was more exceptional than the elder one. The younger one is Abel, or, you know, Habil. And then the elder one is Qabil. Living together. You know, sisters and brothers, let me give you an example. I'm going to go back right here. You see these hands? You all have hands, right? This hand has these fingers. This finger is not the same as this finger. This finger is not the same as this finger. You know, all these fingers, they don't look alike. Always the same hand. But these fingers, they, subhanAllah, they don't look alike. Why don't we say that? Sometimes you will have children, of course, you have, you know, children. And your children that came from the same womb. They came from the same womb, but one is so different than the other. Everyone has their own, subhanAllah, personality. Everyone has his own or her own personality. Although they came from the same womb, you know, the same mom, same dad, but they are very, very different, subhanAllah. Like this hand, this finger is not the same as this finger. It's not, they're all, you know. So you have Habil and Qabil. Qabil, very lazy, very indolent, very passive. And Habil, very active, very productive. SubhanAllah. Same, two brothers, but very different. Two brothers, very, very different. You see how things, this is why I call it the Adam's family. This is something that we could go back as today, you and I, as family, and maybe we can see ourselves in the family of Adam, alayhi salam. Maybe I can see my family in the story of Adam, alayhi salam. Maybe you can see your family in the story of Adam and Qabil and Habil. Right. And this is what, you know, the sickness of the heart. So the diseases of the heart start from there. When you are so passive, when you're so lazy, you know, this is when you're giving, like you're paving the road for shaitan to come. And not only whisper and make you like laziness and whatnot, you become, يعني خلاص, like you don't want to become productive and whatnot. You, again, you're giving more a chance to shaitan to keep on whispering some more and more and more, you know, and make you less and less productive and less active. Whereas if you are active, you have, the shaitan will have really, you will have really hard time, you know, to try to get a hold and whisper and try to mislead you. Because you, mashallah, you're very active and doing things. So the kids grow up, sisters and brothers. the kids grow up and they reach the age of marriage. But how are they going to get married now? They're all brothers and sisters. But they have reached the age of marriage. But now we have 20 kids, boys, 20 girls, twins, right? They need to get married. How are they going to get married? Sisters and brothers, this is how it. You want to know? I can tell you how they got married. Let me put this on. Here we go. I'm back on. You want to know how, you know, in history? Because I always wondered. I always wondered how. How did it happen? Right? How did that happen? How did that happen? No, it's all right, buddy. Keep on going. I don't care. You know, I'm going to go back to it because, you know, I hope and I prayed for you. I really prayed for you, my man. You know, I know who you are, but I prayed for you. But anyways, how did that happen? How in the very first, I know, in history, you know, at all time, how did people get married? It's Ajib, you know, somebody would marry his own sister. So I will tell you back. And I'll tell you how. Go back, turn off comment, you know, there's no more comments again. Qabil and his sister, they're the elders. And then Habil and his sister, the youngest, right? The youngest. So a brother, in the tradition of the time, in the tradition of that time, a brother cannot marry the sister that, you know, that was his twin sister. But he can marry the twin from his other brother. You understand? So let's say Qabil and Habil, and Qabil and his sister, the first twins. And Habil and his sister, the second twins. So Qabil cannot marry his sister, but he can marry Habil's sister. And then Habil can marry Qabil's sister. So this is what, in that tradition of that time, this is what happened. Qabil can marry Habil's sister, and Habil can marry Qabil's sister. But what, here's the other amazing part, or the amazing thing, you know, Qabil had a beautiful sister. And Habil, his sister was not as beautiful. So Qabil, man, Qabil, come on, come on. You know, Qabil's sister was not beautiful. Well, Qabil's sister was really beautiful, but Habil's sister was not as beautiful. So Qabil had to marry the one who's not beautiful, and Habil was to marry the one who's more beautiful. Now Shaitan again is coming and whispering, hey man, come on, you can't accept that. Don't accept, this is not, why would he marry your beautiful sister and you get to marry that sister? Oh, so Shaitan started, things are, again, Qabil is being pumped and fired and fueled. You know, what is going on? Habil is stronger. Habil, is more productive. Habil is this. Habil is that. On top of that, Habil get to marry my beautiful sister and I get to marry the sister. what is going on? So this is the tradition of the time. It is what it is. So came the story or the idea of offering a sacrifice. All right, let's offer a sacrifice. This is the idea of a dad. You are jealous from each other or from him, not from each other, from him, because Habil wasn't jealous. It was all Qabil. So, okay, let's see. I'm going to do a game. It's like a game, right? A game. The father came with the idea of a game. What is this game? Offer a sacrifice. Both of you will go and you'll work and offer a sacrifice to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then there is this fire who will come. If the fire takes whoever sacrificed, that means that person is more beloved. So Qabil will do his work and then bring in some sacrifice. And then Habil will do his work and bring in some sacrifice to be offered. And then there's a fire who will come. And the fire, whatever, sacrifice the fire takes, that means that person is being selected and chosen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 27. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ الْمَائِدَةِ Verse 27 again. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقَّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. الله 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 الله. واتل عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. And narrate to them the story of the sons of Adam when they were to offer a sacrifice and it was accepted from one and not accepted from the other. So it was accepted from Habil and was not accepted from Qabil. What did Habil brought or bring? Habil brought the best of what he had. But Qabil, because he's lazy, he brought the worst of the farmings of he had. The worst of the harvest. He's lazy. But Habil, he offered the best of what he had. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتُقُبِّنَ مِنَ وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. It was accepted from one and not accepted from the other. So the other said, Qabil, قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. Now he's even more fueled. So he told his brother, I shall kill you. You won. You beat me again. I shall beat you. I shall kill you. يعني you're better than me in everything. You're more active. You're more productive. You're gonna marry a more beautiful sister. On top of that, you beat me even in offering a sacrifice. I shall kill you. Shaitan whispered to him, kill him. I shall kill you. Then his brother said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah will only accept from the righteous. Allah will only accept from the righteous. This is for you and I. This is for all of us. Allah will only accept from the righteous. You know what I learned here, brothers and sisters? This is what I learned. There's so many lessons, but I learned this. Let me share something with you. If you are about to go into a project of some sort, if you're about to get yourself into some project of some sort, right? Be it, it could be work, marriage, a journey, a new business, whatever the project is that you're about to endeavor on, sisters and brothers, offer, not a sacrifice, offer sadaqah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And give the best of what you have with the intention of Allah, make me succeed in this project. And the project could be marriage, could be school, could be work, business, investment, you name it. Start with a sadaqah, inshallah. Just I took the, you know, I took it from the story of Adam alayhi salam and Habil and Qabil. Habil gave the best. Allah accepted the best. Sometimes you give sadaqah, you have a lot. And then you give a dollar and ask Allah, Allah put blessing in whatever I'm trying to do. Allah gave you a lot. Why don't you give some of what Allah has given you? Right? So you're about to go into, let's say, marriage. You want to marry that sister. You want to marry that brother. Give some sadaqah with the intention of Allah, make khair in this. Or choose for me, Ya Rabbi. Ya Rabbi, make this happen, inshallah ta'ala. Make my family accept. Make my family, يعني, inshallah ta'ala, you know, make it easy. Make this, you know, asking Allah subhanahu by virtue of giving that sadaqah, inshallah ta'ala. Who did that? Habil did that. Habil did that. And Allah Azza wa Jalla accepted from him. Brothers and sisters, do you understand what I'm saying here? Let me go back here. Does that make sense to you? Brothers and sisters, I'm back. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying here? Give sadaqah before you start a project, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in that project, in that endeavor, inshallah. Does that make sense, brothers and sisters, munazzah? Huh? Yes? Yeah, you know, I know I had to put the comments off, but I hope that you guys are, you know, following me, inshallah ta'ala. Mu'nisa, right? You know, so it makes some sense. So I'm just thinking out loud, inshallah ta'ala, right? Thinking out loud, you know, because the stories of the prophets is not just like, you know, a story, you know, we narrate a story. We derive lessons from these stories. We derive lessons from these stories. So my brothers and sisters, like I said here, Adam alayhi salam, I mean, Habil, he gave the best. Allah accepted what he gave. Qabil did not give the best. Qabil, he gave the worst of what he had. Allah did not accept from him. Right. So, back into comments off. Yeah. And then he says, I shall kill you. He got angry. Who is angry? Who gets angry? Who's got an anger management problem? If you were Hawa, what would you tell your daughters? What would you tell your sons? If you were Adam, what would you tell your daughters? What would you tell your sons? You know, do you have a son who has an anger management problem? So let's go back to those six diseases, brothers and sisters, quickly. Are you mutakabbir? Are you arrogant? If you are arrogant, you know, something to cure your heart. Something to cure your heart. Pull yourself down. Tawada. Bring yourself down. You know, mingle with poor people. Mingle with, you know, really, tawada. Go with me, you know, mingle with and acquaint poor people. They will help you and that will teach you to put yourself down somehow. Go and visit the poor people. Go and help the poor people. Go and wash the washrooms in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. I swear by Allah. Those who feel arrogant sometimes, although they feel the ego. Let me go back here. All right, I'm going to go back here again. Sisters and brothers, those who feel that ego, here's a cure. I used to do that. I do it and I will do it all the time. Go and wash the toilets of the masjid. Not just the masjid. Go and wash them. Wash the toilets of the mosque. Don't let anybody see you. Go and wash them. Wash them, you know. Let nobody see. And go and really by hand and go and shower, you know, with soap and water and whatnot. And go and do that. That will bring yourself down. That will bring you and step on your ego. Step on that ego, you know. A'fas ala al-ego. You know, visit poor people. Mingle with poor people. If you feel arrogant. If you have that inad. If you suffer from stubbornness. You're stubborn. You just want to stubborn. No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to talk to here. I'm not going to talk to him. I'm not going to do this for him. I'm not going to do this to her. I'm not going to, whatever. Him first, her first. Just no for the sake of saying no. Just no for the sake of saying no. So, teach yourself to say yes. Bring yourself down and teach yourself to say yes. Instead of becoming, you know, stubborn, no. Say, yay, 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 and shake that head like this. Yay, yay, yay. Pakistani, Indian, Bangladeshi way. Yay, yay, yay. TK, TK, TK. Like that, you know, yay, yay, yay. You know? So, just, this is just in case. You know, I'm just telling you. Those, you know, if you're inad, if you're stubborn. If you suffer from greed, then what can I tell you? Cure yourself, man. You know, if you suffer from greed, don't just get anything you desire. I desire this, I'm going to go get this. I desire that, I'm going to go get that. I want this, go get this. Want that, go get that. Anything you want, you're just going to go and get. La, you know, also learn to lower your gaze, you know. So lower your gaze. Khalas, yani this is somebody who just wants, you know, who's suffering from greed. Greed, I want more. Because you see those who suffer from greed, the more you give them, they will never be happy. The more they would want. This is the nafs, subhanAllah. You know, you marry the most beautiful girl. Huh? This is those who don't, you know, lower their gaze. You Muslim, you marry the most beautiful girl, and then after some time you see another girl and you say, what happened? What did I do? You get the most beautiful car. You want that Lamborghini or that Ferrari or whatnot. You get it after a week or two or a month or two. You start looking for something else. The nafs. The soul, the ego. So don't give your nafs everything it asks for or she asks for. If we say he or she, the she nafs, the she soul. Don't just give her everything or anything she asks for. This is if you suffer from greed. If you suffer from bukhl, from stinginess, miserness, tasaddaq, give sadaqah. Teach yourself to give sadaqah. Teach yourself to give sadaqah. If you suffer from, you know, from being miser and stealing, force yourself. It's little by little, slowly by slowly. Dollar here, dollar there, and then increase it to two, increase it to five, and so on and so forth. Force yourself to give sadaqah if you're stingy. If you suffer from anger, then come and take my anger management class or seminar. Not a class, it's a course, a seminar. If you suffer from anger management class, train yourself to suppress your anger. Train yourself to suppress your anger. Train yourself to make wudu. Make wudu. If you are going from anger, go and make wudu. Go and, you know, try to exercise. Exercise. Go, and the best one of the exercises would be maybe running or maybe boxing or kickboxing. You know, kick the bag. Get it on the bag. Take your vent. Vent out on that bag. Lash out on the bag. The bag cannot hit back. You know, the bag cannot hit back. So give it to the bag. Those who feel, you know, suffer from anger management. There's so many things. There's so many things, but I'm just giving you I'm just mumbling here. If you suffer from al-hasad, from envy, a lot of people who suffer from envy, all these are, subhanAllah, diseases that came from the story. Qabil, shaitan, alayhi la'natullah, you know. So if you suffer from envy, sisters and brothers, focus on yourself. Don't focus on others. Mind yourself, don't mind others. Mind yourself and don't mind others. Focus on yourself and don't focus on others. Anyways, my brothers and sisters, the brother said to his brother, I shall kill you. I'm going to go back here. He says, I shall kill you. قَالَ الْأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. Imagine, sisters and brothers, a wife, a bride, she's getting ready for her wedding. A mom, she's very happy. She's preparing her bride. The dad is also happy, preparing for the wedding. They come to tell them the groom has been killed. The bride, she's, you know, beautifying herself. She's a bride, the very first bride on history, on earth. And the very first, you know, mom on earth now. They're preparing for this wedding. Everybody's so excited and prepare for the wedding. Everybody's happy. But then the news came. What news? Very awful news. Tragic news. What is this tragic news? The groom has been killed. He's been slayed. Who killed him? Who killed my son? The bride would say, who killed my love? Who killed my Mary Jam? Who killed my Hayati? Who killed my life and my soul? Who slayed him? His brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 68. He says, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah. The younger brother said to his elder brother, if you were to strike me, if you stretch out your hand to kill me, I would not stretch out my hand to kill you. I feel Allah Rabbil Alameen. If you slap me, I would not slap you back. If you try to kill me, I would not try to kill you back. Why? Inni akhafu Allah. Why? Look at the why. The why is a key. The why is a key to a lot of what's going on today in the world. The why is, I feel Allah Rabbil Alameen. I feel the Lord of the world, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni akhafu Allah. Inni akhafu Allah. Do you have a problem? What is your problem? What is your problem? You want to kill me? Yes, I can protect myself, but I'm with my brother. He's trying to kill me. I'm not going to kill him. He killed him. How did he kill him, though? How? How did he kill him? Who taught him how to kill anyways? People did not know how to kill. Who taught him how to kill? And then after he killed him, how did he feel? Did he go back to his family, by the way? Did he go back to Adam and his wife and his mom? Did he go back to Adam and Hawa to tell them, I'm the killer? I killed him, he deserved it. What did he do? How about that mom? I feel for Hawa. A wedding to funeral. Imagine a wedding to wedding, from wedding to funeral. What happened? Of course, next week, inshallah, not next week, tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about that. Instagram has just finished, has this cut. 1 second, inshallah ta'ala. Stay with me here, brothers and sisters. Stay with me, 1 second. I'm going to bring Instagram back. One second, please. Episode 4. 1 second, inshallah. I just want to bring those guys back from Instagram because I didn't even say salam. Here we go. I'm back. La ilaha illallah. Just give me a second, inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, on Instagram, on Facebook. I'm putting those Instagrammers back, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum again. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya hello, marhaba. Instagram, as you know, 1 hour and then it cut me off. This time it didn't even give me a warning. Normally Instagram gives you like a 2 minute warning. It did not give me no warning. It just cut me off. It just cut me off. So anyways, la ilaha illallah. Oh, the sound is back. Is bad now? The sound on Instagram is bad? The voice is distorted. All right, so I'm done anyways. All right, I'm done, my brothers and sisters. We're done anyways. You know, I was just that the sound is bad. What's wrong with it? All right, so let's go back. I know what to do. I'm going live. Mu'nisa, come live. Let's fix this together. Let's fix this thing together. Brothers and sisters on Facebook, Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you, Yasin Rice. Thank you, Lula Robe. Thank you, Kiko Leblanc. Thank you, all of you on Facebook. Jazakum Allah khair, Saadia Khan, Munaza Ayyub, Diane Keen, all of you online. Thank you so much. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi barakatuh. Humaira Tokair, Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu feekum. Oh, you see, we came back live. We're good. Mu'nisa, you're the man. I'm sorry, you're the one man. You're the one man. Assalamu alaikum. Sorry.
Wa alaikum salam.